Well, hello. This is Peggy Olson, and I'm here with Joe Keane, who is one of the owners or owner of McGregor Country Club. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Peggy. How are you doing?
Good. Good. It's so good to be talking to you today and learning about McGregor Links, which is one of the most beautiful golf courses and establishments I've ever seen. So founded in 1921, has 18-hole links-style course, and you do 25,000 rounds per year, estimate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that's a lot of foot traffic on those greens.
That is a lot of foot traffic. So I love doing these podcasts because I think it's a great way for people to get to really know more about McGregor Links in local businesses such as yourself and in clubs. But this is a way that people can really understand kind of your vision being new as a new owner within the last year and a half with McGregor Links and getting a little bit more insight about, like, you know, what McGregor has to offer for maybe members or potential members that are thinking about joining, but also the benefits of becoming a member as a whole, because you guys offer so many cool programs there. And it's not just a golf course, you know, it's not just a golf club or a country club. You have a lot more to offer to any family or individual that's looking to be a part of something greater, you know, which is really nice.
Yeah, that is so true. The day of the old country clubs are really gone. Yeah. We are trying to be much more inclusive, family oriented, kids. As far as being a member here, we target the family because that's the way me and my wife are. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy our kids. We enjoy all going someplace, spending time together, whether Cindy, my wife, is at the pool with our kids and I'm out golfing, or whether I'm at the pool and she's out golfing.
Yes.
All inclusive is a huge, huge key, I think, to our success moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are such a family man, you know, a New York native for your whole life.
Yeah.
30 year superintendent. That alone is amazing. Married to Cindy, who works alongside you. And father of five kids, and you have three grandkids. So you are definitely, like I said, family oriented.
Yes, yes, very much so. We often bring the kids over here, especially the grandkids. I love bringing Braden around on the golf cart, and he loves the hills that we have here. Mm-hmm. And I see other people doing that too with their kids. There are so many little kids now playing golf. When I mean little, I mean eight, 9 years old. Are out there swinging the club, and they're doing pretty well. We have a huge junior program here. We have 72 juniors in it, and it's the second largest in the country, according to the PGA Junior Golf Association. And we just love to see those kids out there. They have so much fun, and it really warms my heart to see them out there playing, especially with their father and their parents are here watching them. What a joy it is, and how far we've come from the 50s and 60s when this was pretty much just a guy's club.
A guy's club. Mm-hmm.
A guy's club, playing cards upstairs, smoking cigarettes and cigars, and, not very family friendly
right.
at all.
Right. And I love that because that's what I think that, you know, when you hear, like, or when you see the club or hear about a country club, you instantly, there's a persona of like, oh, I can never afford it, or, you know, oh, it's, you know, for the elite. But
yes.
You know, it's really, you know, affordable when you think about family, community, and like I said, your shift in the dynamic of what this is to people is being active, getting in that, you know, building that community within, having fun, you know, trying new things and getting, like I said, the younger generation to really get involved. And it's not just for, you know, a certain demographic anymore of like
it's
the 50 plus, you know, with the dinner club Friday night, almost like Caddyshack days, right?
Caddyshack,
yeah. Best movie ever.
Yes.
You right. know, that's kind of like the stigmatism of like this type of country club, but absolutely not. So that's really cool. I think people need to know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at here at McGregor Links, there's a tremendous amount of history. As you know, this was our 100th year celebration.
1921. Yep.
1921. Mm-hmm. And how exciting this year has gone so far. We've had a huge dinner celebration for families that their relatives have been here back in the 30s and 40s.
That's amazing.
We also had our current members. It was a nice mix to celebrate. We had our golf tournament last Monday, which was extremely successful. Mm-hmm. And being built in 1921, this course was so far ahead of its time, mainly because of the length and the difficulty of it, and really one of the only true links-style golf courses in the area.
Okay.
The high heather, little blue stem, panicum, all native grasses to this area. And you mentioned Devereaux Emmett before. It was founded by Senator Brackett. He was approached by three of the board members and in Saratoga, and they wanted to build a golf course so that the tourists coming up at stay in the hotels would have another thing to do. They'd have a golf course to go to. So Senator Brackett hired Devereaux Emmett, who has been to Scotland and Ireland and had built a lot of courses overseas. And he brought that British flavor over here, and especially right here on this course. He went with the natural lay of the land. It's a long course. And don't forget, they used hickory sticks back then. Mm. Our current members have trouble reaching some of these greens with the new fancy irons and golf balls that go tremendous amount of distances. So this course was way ahead of its time with respect to that. What an amazing, amazing journey this has been for this golf course. Like we said, founded in 1921. We actually have pictures from the 20s of how it looked. And one of the things that I'm trying to do, being a historian myself, is that I'm trying to bring a lot of it back to the way it was to those pictures. And I think that people recognize and appreciate what's being done to the course right now to not only improve it, but to move the clock back 50, 60, 70 years as the way some of the land was here. And I'm trying to do that now.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And I think that people have a huge appreciation of that too.
Yes.
Because there is history there. I think 100-year golf course. That's amazing.
It's. So, I think about it every night, Peggy. I pinch myself.
You dream about it.
I'm so proud and honored to be an owner during a 100-year celebration of this course. It's oddly enough, it's never been a dream of mine. I've been in the business 30 years right now. I built another local course, and I bought that land actually to build some homes on it. Never interested in golf. Never really played golf. And when the town, their local ordinance, would not allow me to put as many homes on it as I wanted to, this is back in the early 1990s, I walked around. I said, wow, what a great spot for a golf course. So I took a year to research it, how to build it, what do you do, what are the greens made of, what cuts it. I didn't know anything about it. I went to some local superintendents here and gathered information for 6 months, a year, educated myself on it a little bit, and then I just went for it. And it's been a nice journey for myself personally because I've really enjoyed the ups and downs of it. Sometimes I just want to quit, throw my rake down. Other times I couldn't be more satisfied when it's sunsetting and the irrigation system is watering the greens. It's so pretty and so relaxing and so rewarding to me. I bleed green, actually. I love everything about maintaining a golf course. Now playing, that's a different situation. Yeah. I really don't play too much, but I love taking care of a golf course.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, and I like how you explained that, just like the beauty of like the land, right? That piece of property that you put so much pride in, that mm-hmm. people enjoy every day, you know, and say to themselves how lucky they are to be part of this community at McGregor Links, you know, be able to walk that golf course whenever they want. It's pretty that's spectacular. And it's seasonal too. So you only got a certain amount of months, right, to get it all in. Because in winter, I'm assuming, I mean, just go, you guys, you have to go to McGregorLinks.com. The site's awesome. It has all the information. You have a lot of events throughout the season, right? Throughout the hype of summer and a little bit of fall, a little bit of spring. So I was really, you know, just impressed with seeing what you guys have as far as activities at the club itself to really get the, you know, these families engaged. You got a lot going on, so, which is pretty outstanding. But can you explain a little bit about the membership options and stuff like that to our audience? Because I would love for people to understand, you know, you have the golf lessons, you have different membership ranges, and you don't have to go into like complete detail because a lot of this information is on the website, but just from your own words, like, what are some of the options that people can look into and as they're discovering and researching, you know, becoming a member someday?
Yeah, Peggy, we have many options for many different age groups, from junior all the way up to, we have an 85-year-old that is still playing golf.
Which is amazing.
And it's awesome to see them out there.
Yes.
I've been here at McGregor for 13 years. I've been an owner for a year and a half. And one of the first things that I noticed was that we didn't have a lot of younger players around. We didn't have a lot of juniors. We didn't have a lot of people in their 20s. What we did have was 55 and older. Mm-hmm. So during my examination of the fees, I noticed that a 25-year-old would be paying the same amount as a 45-year-old. And that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
You're just getting out of college. You're probably just married. You're having kids. You're starting your family.
Right.
And the first thing I did was make it more reasonable and competitive, especially for some of the other local golf courses, and lower that down to $1,300. So you've got your juniors from $800. Which are juniors, you know, they're kids, and we're flexible with that. There's no hard rule. There is gray area and everything.
Yep.
And we have now a $1,300. Instead of paying $3,300 for a 25-year-old, it's only $1,300. And you can make payments for the month. I think that was a big thing that we added in. And what that did was I believe the last count, there's 46 young golfers under 35 years old that have joined last year. That was a key thing.
That's a significant amount.
It's getting younger. Yes, it is. We had to get younger.
Yeah.
So now our range, we have a family, we have a couples, we have the single. You're going to pay anywhere between $800 for a junior up to $4,300 for an entire family.
Got it.
And everywhere in between. So it depends on what your level of playing is. We have many tournaments. We have leagues, both men's and women's. There are a lot of women golfers out there also now. And unfortunately, COVID played a big part in this. Mm-hmm. Last year, the safest thing to do was get out on the golf course and go play golf. And I think it brought a lot of people back.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of younger people. I'm seeing a lot of kids. I'm seeing a lot of women playing, which is awesome. And our pro, Mike Decker, he specializes in lessons for juniors and women.
Okay.
That's his bag. He loves it. He's good. He's a young 30-year-old kid that is very, very professional and mature beyond his years. And he does a great job here for us promoting the game.
And that's, okay, so when you talk about specifically like that younger generation, I love that number of like the young, you know, like golf enthusiasts coming on board, because people have this past year and 2 years, a lot of pivoting adjustments to really cater to what people need today, right? You can't work the whole way again. So, you know, that's why you're seeing a great community of young golfers, because you're making it available to them that they can afford. It's something they can work with, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Which is huge. Like, this is what everybody should be doing. You know,
yes.
A lot of people have adjusted the way they do business because you kind of have to today. And a huge demographic in your area is the younger families, right?
It is. And Wilton, which is located 10 minutes north of Saratoga, a busy place in itself, is growing leaps and bounds. There have been 500 permits granted to build homes in Wilton just this year. Oh, it's one of the fastest growing towns in the state and has been over the last 10 years. It was a beautiful farmland years and years and years ago. Now they're going in with these developments. Sure. And it's nice to see the families, you know. I mean, it's a beautiful community. We're in the center of this community. And I'm really not a big fan of making this the busiest town in the state. However, it's got room to grow. It is growing. It's growing rapidly. So, you know, that's a big thing for us. It's a big thing for our future. And the young kids are our future members and future golfers.
Absolutely.
And if you recall, the sport really died down the last 15 years. It's been on a slow decline. Mm-hmm. And now it's booming. And to me, Peggy, we talked about this, and it's not just about the golf and the income that you're doing. To me, it's helping to support the community.
Yep.
It's giving the young kids some place to go, so to speak, off the streets. When I was a kid, kept you active. I played baseball and football. That kept me not getting in trouble, along with my strict mom. And it's nice to see the kids out here playing golf. It does my heart good to see the kids out playing. And to give an example, last year there was a family that was struck by COVID, and they were really having a hard time, and they were big golfers. They couldn't join. So I took it upon myself to give them a free membership because they were very depressed and down, and they live locally here. And it was just so great to see them back on the course. Mm-hmm. And the feeling that it gives me, it's not the pat on the back all the time. It's the feeling you get when you do something for somebody. And that's a big part of my enjoyment for this place, is that I have the opportunity to give back. And that just makes me feel good. I've always been that way my whole life. My parents brought me up that way. We have community day here. People that can't afford it, we invite them out from Dorothy Nolan School or wherever they are. And they go swimming, they go at chip, we give them a golf cart ride. And we do make it a special place for the community. And I'm driven to do that. As much as I am to make a living here, I am just a very driven person with respect to people that are not as fortunate and well off as I've had been my whole life. And that's very important to me.
Yeah. And the giving back piece is, like you just said, it's everything. It's absolutely everything.
It is.
Every business needs to do that. And certainly, like I said, you guys have grown for since 1921, 100 years, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, you are a big part of your community, and giving back is key. Couple more.
I love it. And you know what, Peggy? Our members feel that way too. We've had food drives that started by the members. Awesome. Last year we did we went into the town and we got 50 names, and we had a Christmas for 50 families. Everybody bought gifts for all ages. We get the card. They tell you what age it is, tell you what they want. And 50 families had a great Christmas. Now, the tournament we had last Monday benefited Dorothy Nolan. And it's for kids that can't afford the lunch. You know, this community is either very, very rich or very poor.
Okay.
And people that can't afford sneakers, and we have teachers that are here, so this is how I know this. Their shirts are worn. They wear their sister's clothes or shoes. So we decided to, for this centennial tournament, we decided, along with the committee that set up, to donate all the proceeds to Dorothy Nolan and Ballard School. And we raised $10,000 for them last Monday. And we had the principal and the school superintendent of Saratoga here to give him a check for $10,000. What a feeling that was. It was a hot day, and I had goosebumps all day.
Absolutely.
And it was such a fun day. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what I feel it's all about. It's not about the bottom line anymore.
No. And like I said, and you're getting all the members involved to give back as well. You know,
yes.
Because again, when you're a part of a club, right, or a part of a, you know, it's not just the fun stuff. It's also about being a part of giving back as well. But there's something to be said about being a part of a whole organization to help drive that through, you know, and you just feel a bigger connection as a whole, putting forth that effort in order to do things, you know, to help the community or your school system. Fortunate. So kudos to you guys. That's amazing.
Yeah, our members are very generous here. They're willing to help anytime.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate to have such a great group of people, which we're up to 322 right now. From we had 202 last year, we're up to 322 members. So that was a quite increase.
That's a big increase.
And yes. That's and awesome. It's more charity work that I need help with.
Yeah, right. That's fantastic. You guys also do, like, you have a pool, obviously. Who doesn't love a pool in the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Racket, you know, tennis, pickleball. Okay, pickleball, by the way, is a very up-and-coming cool thing. So people love their pickleball. And then, of course...
And I never knew that, Peggy. I'm saying...
Oh, you didn't?
Saying, hey, we want to set up a pickleball course. What's a pickleball
court? Do you
play? I don't play either. No, I like to watch them.
Okay, yeah, might need a good instructor over there for that.
I may need it.
Yeah, but it's in, like, throughout, I've heard all across the country, people are raving about pickleball. Like, it's a new thing. So maybe you just need to get, like, think, you know, in the future, like a league or, you know, something like that.
We do now. We now have three pickleball courts. Okay. And we have two tennis courts.
Yeah.
And so, yes, the members have done a lot of it themselves. They lined it and they bought the nets. And like I said, our members here are very generous. And if there's an idea that they see I need help with, they pitch right in. So yeah, we have pickleball, we have tennis. The pool is great. Next year, we're putting in a splash pad for the kids.
Ooh,
and that's going to be awesome because, again, I want to see those kids out there. And I want to get under the mushroom, too, and get wet sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Circuit 21, the restaurant, obviously, has amazing food. And this is open to anybody. You do not have to be a member to enjoy the restaurant and come dine.
It is open to everybody. And right now we're seeing that it's 50% members and 50% public. So it's great. And Chef Brian Donaldson is unbelievable. He was here a few years ago and then we struggled and he went somewhere else for a year. And now he's back.
Wonderful.
And, what a great, great chef he is. He's got reasonable prices and his food is just unbelievable. I love it.
Well, that's probably, it goes to show you with how many people are going to Circuit 21 that aren't members. That says a lot.
It does.
So
it does.
So that's
like we talked about earlier, there's a lot of local traffic here. Not everybody plays golf, but everybody eats.
Everybody eats.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and how beautiful McGregor Links is in Circuit 21. It's, you know, the place itself is just, would be, you know, it's just fun to dine at and just feel like
it is
part of it to a point.
And it's a 100-year-old building that was renovated 7 years ago. So what we do, we mix the old with the new.
Always.
And you walk in there and you can feel the atmosphere. You can feel and see the women that wore those long dresses and flowered hats back in the 20s and 30s. And you can see the men in their knickers and their little hat. And I can feel that every year. And it's so great for me to be walking on a place that people golfed here 100 years ago. It's fantastic.
I know. Think about that for a second.
I do.
Do you have a picture? I mean, I'm assuming pictures that line the walls with the history.
We do.
Okay. I'm sure.
Yeah. We do. And when people come in, they can see them. And you could see how it was back then. And my favorite time of the day is at the end of the day. Now, being an owner and the superintendent, I do take care of the course and I am an owner. So I wear two hats. And being here when the sun's going down and it's quiet and no one's around and I'm watering, it's such a great feeling. And I can actually visualize and see some of the old time golfers that were here and really paved the way for people like me to be here and given me the opportunity along with all the members and golfers. And just 2 weeks ago, we had a, during the tournament, I spoke of that. And I said, take time to appreciate what's been given to us 100 years ago and all through the changes of 100 years, how the golf changed. It should be first and foremost on your mind when you come here especially an older course, of the history and appreciate that what has been handed to us. And I have to, I don't have to remind myself with that. I come here every day looking forward to being in here. It's not a job. I hear people say that all the time. When you love coming to work, it's not really work. It's so much fun for me. And it's challenging, believe me, when it's going to be 87 degrees and we're out there sweating and it's hot and the grass is burning. It's not always so, you know, fun as it looks. But I have a good team. We are all driven to make this the best country club that we can possibly make it. We don't have deep pockets. We're not millionaires. So we put in, as we make it, we put in and we kind of restore the course and just improve it little by little. And to me, that is rewarding also, to be able to do it yourself.
Because it's your own little sweat equity. That's what I call it. Right? So,
it is.
You know, and there's something to be said about that too. The hard work that people put into, there's appreciation of that. So to tell, we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
I think this was amazing. So you really told such a great story about McGregor Links in a way that I don't think anybody else could do. And kudos to you for giving back to the community and doing what you do for this country club. So is there any final advice for people other than going to the website, McGregorLinks.com, which has everything, but the Facebook social channel is also very up to date. Mm-hmm. A lot of relevant content out there. Can anybody just come visit or what's the process to becoming a member?
I would tell everyone interested in golf or not to come out and visit this 100-year-old club. It's an all-inclusive club. It's a club where you can walk in, have dinner. You can see part of the course from the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And if you're seriously interested in giving golf a try, we have lessons here. We have a driving range, a chip and putt area that you come out and practice. And maybe this is something that you will do for the future. Like I said earlier, it's a game you can play from 6 years old to your 90 and beyond. Mm-hmm. And I think that especially now during these times and what's going around in the world, and you've got to stop and make time for yourself and enjoy. And this may be a new hobby for you. Golf is relaxing and frustrating. It's fun and challenging and tough. It's everything. You use all your emotions like you use all your clubs.
Right.
So I'd say give it a try. Come out and have fun.
It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
In a good way. But, keeps your mind. It kind of resets your mindset. You know, I've heard that from a lot of golfers. Come back and they just feel like there's something about the time away on the golf course where they come with a reset mindset.
It's a place where you spend some time with your friends and you don't think about anything else but your golf shot.
Yes, and that's what you need. You know, focusing on that one thing, and as our world, we're focused on a multitude of 100 different things in our day.
That's so true.
In our hour, it's true, right? And so,
yes.
You know, people, I almost think of a little bit of, you know, mind, body, spirit goes into golfing a little bit just because you have to be in those three places.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely, Peggy. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Congratulations on the success that you're a part of. And it is very cool that you're a part of the 100th year of being McGregor's still there and it's still successful. No, he's getting better from here. So whomever joins this club or visits it, I mean, I'm sure everybody feels, you know, the warm and fuzzies every time they come and walk into that beautiful place and whatever that might be for them. But I think this is a really, really great podcast for today. So
yeah, thank you. And anybody who joins is the start of the new century.
That is the best.
Right. It's start a new century. And one more thing I might add is that if they join now, they don't have to pay any fees for this year if they join for next year. So the rest of this year is included if you join for 2022.
Okay, you guys, you heard it from Joe. That's the reason they should join. Come on. A big reason. I believe.
Yes. Yes.
So, well, thank you for sharing, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Yes, Peggy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.